If you did, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm Jared Sane.
And,
James?
Yeah, where's James?
I don't see him.
Well,
didn't get out of bed this morning.
Yeah, well, that's a little weird, but fuck James. Let's go ahead and do a podcast. anyway, what do you say?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Jared?
Well, summer is upon us, and it seems only right to talk about one of the more summer things that's out there, which is the beach!
I don't really like the beach, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been to the beaches a lot, and it's... You know, thinking maybe one day it will just grow on me, and it never has.
Yeah, I would like to see a beach grow on you. That would be that would be something. Yeah. Get like a little mini. I don't know what types of tourists would show up, but it would be an interesting beach. Sam's beach, I guess. Beach on Sam.
Yeah, I think I would just take a shower and get rid of it. So, I mean, I grew up kind of near the beach when I was a kid, and then I moved to Los Angeles and lived there for a long time, which has, like, tons of beaches, so I'm pretty...
Yep.
There's a lot of different kinds of beaches, and I've seen many of them.
Yeah, I feel like if someone was like...
Where should we start?
If someone described your upbringing, like, born and raised in Florida, and then, like, college in California, I would have, like, a very... I would picture someone like in a tank top, like a pink tank top, like carrying a surfboard, just ready to go, you know, pit some waves. But that's not you.
Well, you'd be wrong. Yeah, you'd be dead wrong. I've never done like any of those things. Well, part of it too, I think there's surfing on the Atlantic side of Florida, but the Gulf Coast of Florida, where I grew up, or at least in the area that I grew up in, like there weren't like waves or anything. It was very calm water, so there's not much surfing. And I mean, there's definitely a beach culture, but it's you know, the age, the age bracket is a little bit was much older than me for the most part.
Gotcha. So maybe we could start with like some of the reasons that you don't like the beach.
Sure. Probably the biggest thing is just kind of like the gross factor. I don't know how to explain this. Like whenever I go to the beach, I feel just dirty. Like it's, you're out under like intense sunlight. So you get really sweaty and you're like walking around in sand. And then, like, you get too hot, so you go into the water, and now you've got, like, ocean water on you. Just, like, the whole experience, like, the first thing you do when you're done with it is you take a shower, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess I just don't like the way it makes me feel. That is probably the biggest reason I don't like the beach, is that I just don't really enjoy that stuff.
That stuff being every aspect of the beach.
I mean, I could go on. There's like, there's lots of other reasons I don't like the beach as well, but that's the big one. Just like the things that other people go to the beach to enjoy.
Right.
I don't like, and you know this about me, I don't like being in the water.
Right.
So yeah, like the idea of like going to the beach is just being hot on sand.
And then yeah, one of my least favorite parts about beaches is just like all the places that sand gets.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, mostly your toes.
I want you to tell me about it in specific detail.
Yeah. I mean, between the, you know, between your toes, between like the bits of fungus between your toes.
Under your eyelids.
Under your eyelids. Yeah. Yeah, the beach is like, I mean, like beaches where people go, I think are pretty gross. I think you're right. I think for me though, like if I had like a private island where like no one went to the beach there and it was like only me, I would, that's like more, that's more my style, like a private island.
So, okay. So you want to have your own beach and like you're the only one on it and then it's, that's what you prefer.
Yeah. Cause I think for me, like, so I like warm sand. Like I think it feels good. I don't like, you have to shower afterwards because it is like everywhere, which is unfortunate. And we should definitely change that about sand. I think we should probably, I think beaches should be coated in Teflon so that none of the sand
stays.
Just spray
so
the beach with
you
Teflon.
Still want there to be, you still want there to be sand, but you just don't want it to be sticky.
I want it to be non-stick sand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, probably really bad for the environment, I would imagine. But
yeah,
it's an interesting idea. I don't know about Teflon.
You don't want to use this oil.
Yeah. What if instead of destroying the entire beach to satisfy you, this one person, what if there is something that you could put on yourself that would keep sand from sticking to you?
That would work too. That's the same end result. So.
Yeah.
Maybe a more practical way of going
you
about
have
it.
To just destroy the beach by just like dumping industrial amounts of Teflon.
I could just get like a little Teflon spray on coat.
I don't think it should be Teflon. I really don't. I think that would be bad for you too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Something that is
like I think your skin would suffocate if you sprayed yourself with Teflon.
I don't. I mean, I'm sure there would be some ramifications. Okay, but a Teflon-like substance.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Something that just like nothing's gonna stick to you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a slippery guy.
Yeah. You just have to make sure that like your swim trunks are like the elastic band is like pretty snug.
Yeah, or not. I don't know. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Well, because I was actually thinking like when you brought up this idea. And just the idea of like somebody being like really slippery, I think it would make body surfing really fun.
Oh yeah,
you know, like you would kind of just like, just like kind of like bounce across the waves, like skipping a stone.
Oh my god, why aren't there like human body launchers that you could have at the beach that you just like load into?
Yeah. And
just that would be great.
Just see how far out you can go.
How many times you could skip.
Yeah,
you get some real bad, probably like friction.
Probably
burns.
Not very safe. Yeah,
yeah.
God, and then you're just like out to sea, you know? Yeah,
right.
It's probably a bad idea.
Could you? Like,
but it would be really fun on like a lake.
Yeah. Yep. And you can have beaches at lakes.
I mean, I think it would be fun at anywhere. It would actually. Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Yeah, anywhere with enough water and no rocks.
And you're covered in slippery stuff.
Yeah. Would you be able to swim? I don't know, like...
Would you be able to swim? Yes. Why
like,
not?
I'm just trying to think, like, this would have some effect on water, like, on how water reacts with your body, I guess. I guess you wouldn't just sink. You'd probably still be able to swim.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you imagining?
I don't know.
That, like, water would just...
Like, that you can't push the water?
Touch you at all?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but...
I think you need to revisit. I think you need to revisit physics for a minute. You know, like there's no way. I mean, it's not like you're like gonna be like a tiny air bubble or something. You know.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, unless that's the solution.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
If you were actually in like a skin tight air bubble.
Yeah. It's like a wetsuit sort of, except, except it doesn't let anything in. Yeah, and it's air.
Yeah.
and somehow it's breathable, but only outwards so that you don't just like die from.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too caught up on the logistics, yeah. But
it's kind of like a more advanced version of like the, is it in Australia, they have like the Zorb balls that like people go inside and like roll down hills in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen videos. So it's like that.
It's similar, except it's like, it's form-fitting.
Yeah, I like that it's form-fitting, because I think that's like part of going to the beach is to show off your beach bod. So yeah. You can't just like be, you know, you can't be in like a big frumpy air bubble suit. You need to have something that's like, that defines your abs.
You know? Oh, yeah. It does like a little bit of like specific lighting, so it like gets the shadows going just right. So you can see some definition.
Yeah, like preferably it would give me a little like extra help. It would be nice.
What if there were, you know how there's like, when you go to the beach, sometimes there's like these signs for like swimmers this side, surfers on this side. What if there were more like areas, like sectioned off areas of a beach? And one of those areas was like a beach bod area. And there's like a little well-lit stage that you could just stand on. And have perfect like beach bod lighting. Yeah.
I mean, I like it in theory. I feel like a lot of people that go to the beach kind of do that already. You know, they kind of just like sprawl out and like take over their spot. And I feel like most of the people that go to the beach, well, maybe not most. A lot of people that go to the beach, and it does depend on the beach you're going to as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going there to just like get some sun and like, you know, enjoy themselves in nature.
Yeah.
Nature in quotes. So to give all those people like their own extra section that has like a stage with like lights and stuff is just like, I don't know.
Yeah, a little overboard maybe.
Like I want to have a section of the beach where it is totally acceptable to be just reading a book in the shade. Like that's like everyone in that section of the beach is going to be like, that's where there's going to be like a nice overhang so you don't get any sun.
Big tarp.
And there's going to be like, yeah, well maybe not a tarp, but you know what I mean, something.
Right, like a canvas tent type thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And that's where there's going to be, like, lots of drinks in there, and,
like, everyone's wearing their shirts.
Like some light music.
Yeah, some Vampire Weekend, maybe.
I don't know. Well, the shirt thing is still optional. I think that's, like, it's the beach. Okay. Like, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But, you know.
Just the chill section. So I feel like what you described, Sam, is basically a beachside cafe.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd be fine with that. Like, if we just had that at all beaches, because I feel like, the thing is that they're not always like on the beach. It's like you've got like, a thing that's like,
and
nearby.
You like can't see the. A lot of times you can't see the ocean, or like there's so many people around. Yeah,
and that's like people don't describe that experience as going to the beach. I'm saying like that.
Yeah,
that should be part of the beach.
I like that. And you know what I might even do is, I might even put it on the water.
Oh, like it's like floating on a platform or something?
Yeah, or it's like a boat cafe.
That sounds cool. I would go to that.
Because I think the ocean, like at beaches, is like pretty underutilized for recreation. Because you get like surfers kind of take over like a section of the beach, and that's fine. Like that's a good beach activity. And then you get like a lot of like the other parts of the beach are like you get like some body surfers, you get like families. And just kind of like jumping in the water, and that's fine. But there's like the rest of the ocean right there, and you have like no access to it. There's not much that like, I don't know. There's not much that exists for just like the casual beachgoer for them to just go out onto the ocean, which seems like a shame. Like it seems like that's actually like something that would be pretty easy to provide and would be pretty popular.
So you want like, you want to open up the water basically. Like you don't want it to be just for the pros.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, you're right. Like, it is definitely underutilized. The surfers do kind of take over wherever they go. And they get really territorial.
You don't want, like, a Beyond the Break bar and cafe?
I do want that. Yeah. I think that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, I don't even want to stop there. Like, I think, like, all the stuff that I do in my day-to-day life, I should be able to do on the water. Well, you say that we're not utilizing the water enough, and it's, like, what, 70% of the Earth's surface? Something like that?
Yeah.
I'd have to do a fact check on that. But it's a lot, right? And I think most of that space we're using for floating trash at this point. I want to use some of it for, I don't know,
a
library.
Yeah, I was gonna say a university.
A school. Yeah. You know?
That would be cool. I mean, I don't know about a library or a university. But like there could be a bunch of stuff out there that like you just like, I don't know, there could just be like a little raft or something you paddle out on.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about the types of people that go to the beach.
Well, all right. So yeah, let's talk about that. So I know of one kind is the beach bod people, which we already kind of touched on, like the people who are they're at the beach like all the time,
bronze bodies,
super, like, oily and tan. Yeah. So, all right. So that's like one type of person. Who else goes to the beach?
Families.
Yeah, you're weird, like. I don't know if they're necessarily weird, but you get like these like old men that'll go to the beach by themselves and just kind of like splay out. You know what I'm talking about?
The guys that are just like, just don't care anymore.
They just do not care, you know, and they're just like, I want to be, this is where I want to be and what I want to do. And I don't give a damn what you think about
it. Oh, and they know they're being like deliberately provocative, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, like I said, maybe not all of them, but some of those guys seem like they're, like, I don't know.
They're like, I'm old, I'm like a little gross looking, and I love it. Look at me. Feast upon my old man body.
Like, they're really enjoying it. Yeah. So that's another type of person who goes to the beach.
You've also got, like, tourists, I guess, like people coming by to see the specific beach for like whatever the beach is known for.
Right. Yeah. That's true. It's like some beaches are like important beaches for one reason or another.
Yeah. Or like in Los Angeles, there's like Venice Beach has like the boardwalk. So there's like a lot of people that boardwalk. Right. Or there's like a little bit further south, there's like a Dockweiler Beach where you can have a bonfire. So sometimes you get sort of like a party crowd, I guess, at the beach. That's like another group separate from the.
Oh, yeah, you can't dismiss that, like the college crowd, you know? Like the people who are like, let's go to the beach, and they're bringing like a cooler full of like natty ice.
Yeah, and like a football.
You know, getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
I like that that's a thing that people do. I'm like, it's not part of my life anymore, but I like that the beach provides that atmosphere. And then I think there's also like the you know, the casual beachgoer, you know, like people who just like every once in a while might like drop by.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got to tell you my favorite beachgoer we haven't discussed yet.
Okay.
It is the person with the metal detector.
Yeah. But so you want some more people on the beach who are there for like a really specific reason. So I'm just like wondering what some of those reasons might be.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's there for like an archaeological dig.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, okay, an easy one that does exist already is kite flyers.
Yeah. Like, that's cool.
I guess maybe what I'm getting at is like more things that are like more fun to watch. You know, like I wish there were more professional sandcastle, builders. Or, you know, maybe not like professional, but you don't really see like a lot of impressive sand art at the beach.
Yeah, not as much as you'd like anyway. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, it's usually just like one dumb kid with like a little pail and you just, I don't know. I see that shit and I just want to kick it over.
I know. I was going to say the same thing. Like,
get some talent. Make a real sand castle.
At least carve out some windows.
Grow up. Yeah. Like, you just took a bucket of sand and turned it upside down. Okay, we need to talk about sunburns. Because that is probably one of the biggest problems that everyone can agree with about the beach. Like, nobody likes a sunburn.
Right.
How do we fix sunburns?
Besides sunscreen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Because, well, I don't really like sunscreen either.
I don't like applying sunscreen. I don't like how it feels, how it smells. Like, I sweat more. Like, once I have sunscreen on, it's like it starts dripping. Maybe I should use the spray kind, but I think that, no, that's still sort of like, I feel like weird. Right. I can't apply it on myself. Like, if you, I've gotten sunburns where it's like, I've tried to apply it on my back by myself. And like in the middle of my back, you just see like this splotchy red with like where my fingers have like reached towards.
Red stripe. Yeah. Kind of like a project. Yeah, no, man. I've been there too. Like, it's the whole like process of sunscreen is tricky to me. Like, but I mean, even still, like that's not the part that really bothers me so much as the actual burn, you know. Which you can get even if you've got sunscreen on, if you're just like not paying attention to how long you've been out there.
And like you're out there for a while, you get in the water a couple times.
Yeah, and I don't burn super easy, but I do burn. You know.
Yeah. And a bad sunburn, that's like, going to ruin, like, your next couple days.
Somebody, like, slaps you on the back and you, like, cringe in pain.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know? So, okay, so, how do we change sunburns? Just no sunburns.
Right, so we'd have to get rid of the sun.
No, that's not what I meant. Yeah. I mean, we'd have to, let's just get rid of,
UV rays, which like...
Yeah, UV light. I think we need those for other stuff.
I think so, yeah.
Don't we? Yeah.
Probably like plant growth and stuff like that.
It's not like they just give humans sunburn.
What if you got, I mean, if sunburns had like an upside, maybe, you know, maybe they wouldn't be as bad then.
Like what?
Well, like instead of giving you long-term like skin cancer, maybe your skin like just looks shinier. Like it's good for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So we're not trying to change sunlight at all. We're trying to change our skin. Okay. That sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah.
Like
right, why don't we photosynthesize?
I want it to be make it like more. Oh, bingo. Yeah, absolutely. So if we like if we lay out in the sun all day, we're like generating oxygen,
yeah,
and we're reducing the carbon dioxide count. Like this,
sounds great.
Does that check out? Do I have an accurate understanding of what photosynthesis is?
That's about it, I think.
Yes, my basic understanding of photosynthesis is that it turns sunlight into energy
and it reduces carbon dioxide.
The sun hits our bodies, and our skin converts that sunlight to energy that we can use. I mean, that sounds great.
Right.
Just like lay out in the sun for a while and just get like a refill.
It's like, right. It's like drinking like a pot of coffee.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that'd be great. Cause I feel like I walk around tired a lot, but if I just like went outside and got some sunlight and then felt like if it was the equivalent of like an hour of sleep and like a meal.
Yep.
That sounds great to me.
It does sound pretty good.
Okay, so that we're going to keep that change. Oh. Humans can now photosynthesize, and we don't get sunburned.
I mean, and maybe it's possible with gene editing technology. Like, who knows? You know, I wouldn't just discard the feasibility of this idea out of hand. I want to see more plant people.
I mean, I won't.
Yeah,
plant people. Yeah. Specifically at the beach, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's because if you're a plant person, if you're actually able to do this photosynthesis thing with your skin, you're probably going to go to the beach a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as soon as winter's over, you are out there every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's like sun every, like, almost every hour, basically, of daylight. Uh-huh. It's like you're not going to get hit with shade because you're at the beach. Like, it's open.
Right. Mm-mm. Well, except for my part of the beach where there is shade.
Right. Yeah, you won't see a lot of plant people there.
And cocktails. No.
Well, I mean, they might be getting a cocktail once they're, like, all hyped up on sun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. I like the idea of like a photosynthesis person who like gets too much energy living in the sun all day.
He's like, I gotta get out of the sun. He's
just like wired.
He's sun mad.
Wired on sunlight.
Sun mad.
think you've had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about is like what we wear at the beach. Mm.
Yeah.
Beach wear.
Yeah, I feel like
there's not a whole lot of variety, really. No. There's only like a couple basic choices.
I feel like there's like two choices per gender. Like, three choices per gender.
I think women have three. Really? All right, so for men there's like trunks and like a Speedo.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Oh, well, I was just going to say like trunks with either one of those with a shirt, like a tank top or something. But Speedo with the shirt is a little weird.
For women, that's very strange if I saw somebody with like a Speedo and a shirt. But hey, I don't know, whatever you do you.
Yeah.
And then for women, you know, you've got like the two-piece and then like a one-piece. And I feel like they've got a lot more variety within those than men do.
I feel like I see, like, I think some older ladies, and I think my mom does this sometimes, is a one-piece with like shorts on sometimes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense too. I have seen that.
And hats.
So
hats.
I guess that's where I'd want to start right there is this, like, I'd want more variety, you know, like everybody wears these, like, I don't know. You don't see that a whole lot of other places where everybody has this like one thing that they wear.
Right.
Why
aren't there one pieces for men? Well, I guess like a strongman type look.
I mean, it sounds a little funny looking, but well, I mean, there used to be, right? Like in the early 20th century, like men would wear those like things that almost looked like a full suit, you know?
Yeah. A formal beach wear. I like that.
Yeah. Formal beach wear. Yeah. Black tie.
Yeah. It's like a wetsuit that that looks like a tux.
Yeah. Or if I could just like go in my regular clothes, but my clothes had the properties which like they could just dry really like super quickly.
Oh yeah.
And didn't feel like heavy and weird in water.
So basically you want denim.
That'd be nice.
That acts nothing like denim. Because like denim is like the worst.
I guess it wouldn't have to be denim, is because it's what I wear. I know, because it's like you get it wet and it's just like soggy for days.
Yeah.
Oof,
and salt water. You need to wash that.
Really heavy in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but you know, it would be nice if this has happened to me like several times in my life where you just like end up at the beach, but you are just in like your normal clothes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, unless you're, like, prepared to, like, strip down and go skinny dipping, you can't go in the water. So that kind of sucks. It'd be nice to have, like, if our clothes could be like, if I want to go swimming in these, I can, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because
we've already done an episode on clothes, but I I want that.
It would also be nice if there's, like, emergency floaties in clothes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, specifically for beach wear, be a good safety precaution.
Yeah. Let's think about like specific swimwear though, and like are there other varieties that we could do?
I liked your idea about formal wear.
Yeah.
I like that we could like open up the whole beach environment to like other ways of like presenting yourself, you know?
Yeah. You can be like,
I don't know.
You can be like,
if you want to be like a Wall Street guy at the beach, like you can be like, this suit costs more than your car. Yeah.
I'm an investment beacher.
You know. Right? Yeah.
this suit costs more than your car.
Or you know, you could have like the right? Or you could have like the hipster beach suit. You know,
what does that look like?
It's like a plaid.
Yeah.
Like a plaid button up with like suspenders, but it's a bathing suit.
Yeah. Yeah, this is right. We're sort of like toying the line between your idea of like all clothes should be water clothes and then like making more.
No, I know. Yeah. All I'm just saying is like, all right, with normal clothes, you get to express yourself in a certain way. Like the way that you present yourself says something about I don't know, the environment you're in or the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Beach clothes don't do that at all.
Right.
It's just like...
It just says beach.
I'm a man, so I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Or I'm a woman, or I'm wearing a bikini, or, you know, a one piece or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and that's it.
Okay. I'm done with it.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
More variety.
I think that's, and honestly, I think that's something that could catch on. Like, it would be pretty fun. You know, you start getting like if the beach starts becoming a place where you can wear this, it'd be like, I would like it personally if a lot of these were like sort of a little on the goofy side, I guess. Like, so like fun loving, uh-huh. like silly. Cause I feel like the beach is like a place you can go and like that's like a little bit more, you wouldn't feel as weird necessarily in that environment, like wearing.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking now of clothes that are also like costume sort of, so you look like an orca or something.
Uh-huh. That's fun.
Yeah, like you could absolutely
like
get
that.
Away with
I like
that at the
ocean,
beach.
Ocean themed.
Yeah, starfish beach
ocean
wear.
Themed costumes. Uh-huh.
Nope.
That's kind of fun. I'd like to like see a family where like the dad was dressed up as like an orca and the mom's a dolphin and got some like crustacean kids. And...
Yeah, the Krusties.
That is a Christmas. That's like a Florida Christmas card waiting to happen.
Oh yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
It's also sort of like Halloween at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's always acceptable to dress up. That's very fun.
I would love that. That would make going to the beach more fun as well for everybody.
Mm-hmm. What would you go as?
Ooh. Probably a crab, and I'd crab walk around.
Uh-huh. That's fun.
Yeah. It's tiring.
Yeah, you have to really commit to your character. Whatever you do, you have to really commit to it.
Yeah.
So I would be a shark,
mm.
and I would go around eating people.
I thought you were going to have like a poker table set up or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, like I'm a poker shark.
Yeah, card shark.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Card shark. I think it's a card sharp is the actual...
Is it really?
...phrase.
No.
I believe so.
With a P?
You can check me on this.
I'm going to check you on this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, pretty sure. Right.
I mean, it's possible that I've just misheard of this. Oh, my God. So, according to Wikipedia, a card sharp with a P is a person who uses skill and or deception to win at poker or other card games, but follows up saying sharp with a P and shark with a K. Spellings have varied over time and by region. So... It's both, I guess. But I think...
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. Anyway, I would be a shark.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't actually eat people. I would just go around and, like, play little pranks. I might, like, pull them under the water for a minute, but then, like, bring them... then I'd let them go. I would just, like, make
just
them think
near drowning.
Eating,
yeah.
Eaten by a shark. Yeah.
Just fun little pranks.
Go, and they'd have, like, a... they'd go home with like a really good story about how they survived a shark attack.
Yeah, I mean, they
you know,
have a new perspective on
didn't
life.
Didn't even get a scrape. Yeah, they'd probably like quit their jobs that they hate and, you know, I don't know,
yeah.
start pursuing their dreams.
Yeah, and then just be... Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I like to think so.
Yeah.
Or they would like charge me with assault. One of those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think charging you with assault is probably more likely. Well, James isn't here, but I think maybe we should decide what James would wear.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know why. I just went straight to shrimp.
Just a big shrimp?
A jumbo shrimp.
Uh-huh.
No reason in particular?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
It'd kind of be funny to see him with all those, like
little leg things. Yeah.
Things
oh, yeah.
That they have.
Yep.
Yeah. The creepy crawlies. Yeah. I don't really know how shrimp behave, so I'm not really sure what he has to do to be in character.
He'd actually have to dig a hole and be under the sand. Because when you go shrimping...
Just the whole time he's at the beach.
Yeah. Yep. Because, you know, when you get... Like, I've gone shrimping before, and you get, like, a suction tube that you, like, shove into the wet sand, and you start pumping it, and it, like, pulls up some sand and shrimp from, like, farther down. So...
Never heard of that.
Yeah. So we could shrimp James after he digs a hole and goes inside of it.
I will let you shrimp James. I don't really want a shrimp jam. Do you know? Well, anyway, I'm not gonna go there. I don't know. I didn't see him as a shrimp. I was thinking like maybe like a sea turtle.
Oh, I could see that too.
But
yeah,
yeah. So he, I don't know. If he got scared, he could suck back into his shell.
like if your shark,
if we would
comes
have
up-
to. yeah, and we'd have to like we'd have to always be trying to keep him from like walking wandering towards the highway and stuff.
Like if we need to walk away for a little bit, we just slip him over onto his back.
Yeah,
like, stay here, James.
Yeah, yeah. If we want to go go karting, mm-hmm. we can like fire
oh, yeah.
at each other.
Oh yeah, is he a red shell?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's at least a red shell, yeah. if not a blue shell.
Yeah. I would. I'm picturing yeah. like this beach scene where everyone is dressed as sea creatures and acting like them. And it's very uh-huh. it's a very enjoyable image. I'm like James like waddling slowly as a sea turtle. I'm like crab walking around, and you're drowning people.
Uh-huh. I'm
right.
not.
You're pulling people underwater.
Them. I'm just like. Pulling them under and making them freak out, and then I let them go.
Yeah.
yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It's vibrant.
I mean, and it also sounds like people would, yeah, it does sound very vibrant. It sounds like people would, like, maybe learn a little something, you know, when they go to the beach. Yeah. Like, this is how this animal behaves.
Yeah.
Or doesn't.
Or doesn't, right.
Maybe it's just how some jackass thinks
right.
it behaves.
Right. Or people learn something like, oh, like, Sam is kind of an asshole when he's at the beach because he's.
Yeah. He can only enjoy it if everyone else is unhappy.
Yeah, I think that's a big improvement on beachwear. I don't know, do we have anything else we need to go into, or
you know, something I don't think we really talked about, even though we had kind of thought about we were going to start here. But like the getting to the beach and maybe getting home from the
oh,
beach.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything about that part that you want to address?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like one of the main reasons in Los Angeles, at least, like that I wouldn't go to the beach very much is because for a while, like my options for getting to the beach were like driving or taking the bus, and both have like mm-hmm. very large drawbacks. Like taking the bus takes like way too long. Plus, like you don't want to come back on the bus like wet and like gross.
All wet and
yeah.
sandy.
And then driving to the beach, you got to deal with.
Which the sand is no longer a problem at our beach because we're covered in a skin tight.
That's
air
right. So taking the bus then just becomes an issue of
it won't be as bad anymore.
Yeah, just of time.
Yeah.
But driving, you have the obvious issue of parking, and that's assuming the traffic isn't bad, which it often is if it's like a good beach day, like a warm weekend, like the first sunny weekend mm-hmm. of like spring or something, like. You're not going to want to drive to the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, that problem, I mean, that exists everywhere, but I think it's especially bad in the LA area. Like,
yeah.
beach parking is impossible. Oh. Impossible. There's just so many
yeah.
people.
You could drive around for an hour, and, like literally.
I mean, the traffic in those parts of town are never good, but yeah, on beach days, it's like, I hope you don't have anything you needed to do in Santa Monica on a beach day.
Oof.
Because, like, trying to get there will be impossible.
Yeah. So there's a couple...
Anyway, so what do you want to change about that stuff?
Well, there's a couple, like, obvious things that do exist already, but I think that it's just not, like, accessible for enough people. And those two things are, like, public transportation, like light rail, pretty good if you have a route that goes straight to the beach that you're close to, or biking if there's a good... bike path to the beach. But like I said, I think like in Los Angeles, at least I know those options exist, but they're not practical for like the majority of the population of the city.
So how do we fix this? How do we get people to the beach?
I'm thinking maybe hot air balloons or like really big kites.
Yeah, that's much more accessible than taking a train.
It's just my first two thoughts.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's really a solution to this particular problem, because it seems like the best way to solve it would just be to expand public transportation.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. That's not a very exciting solution, but I think that might be the most
realistic. Yeah.
Or more beaches.
Yeah, bring the beaches closer. Which?
Yeah, bring the beaches closer. So
global warming.
What we do is we, global warming. We can actually. This could be a preventative measure. Is instead of streets, from now on we have canals.
Love
like
it,
Venice.
Love it.
And so we get around by boat everywhere. So we dig out all this earth where the streets are. And mm-hmm. we make a nice little mountain somewhere. Okay.
This is starting to sound like my family vacation.
So now yeah, a little bit. So now as the water level rises, mm-hmm. which it's doing,
yeah.
it just goes into those canal systems. And we get to utilize it for a new network of transportation. And that would allow you to put, like, beaches all over the place.
That's great.
A beach in the middle of the city.
I mean, you solve, like, so many problems with one simple idea. It's much better than taking a hot air balloon. Yeah.
Canals!
I think the only problem with that idea, Sam, is that just by the nature of digging the canals, like, in the streets, we're now going to end global warming because you won't be able to drive cars anymore. And so the sea level won't rise... The sea level won't rise high enough to fill the canals.
I think it'll
take a little longer.
Slowly.
Yeah. But
it'll take a little longer. And also, I mean, like, you're still driving boats.
Oh, these aren't like rowboats.
If they have a gas powered.
These are like high speed. It's like
I like the idea of rowboats better, but I know how people are. They're gonna want engines.
But since it's the beach, you think you
Yeah, I'd like it if it was like Venice. I'd like it if it was like Venice, Italy, where there's just like a bunch of gondolas. But even there, they have
motorboats. Yeah,
engine. You know, they have like gas powered.
You
engines,
get on like the express canal. You can go like really fast.
Yeah,
I think canals are great. Anyway. Honestly, I love canals. Like, I like boating. I like rowboats. I like being on motorboats. Like jet skiing is fun. There's like I don't like. Driving in traffic with cars, so it's like I think this gets rid of something I don't like, replaces it with things I do like, and it's very forward looking in terms of like not trying to stop the destruction of the planet but just accepting it and using that to our advantage.
Right. like it's coming. Like, yeah, like, do you want to just like lose all these beachfront properties,
make more,
or do you want to like have more beaches?
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's been our show for today. We've made some pretty interesting changes to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I feel actually, I don't know about you, Jared, but I feel like I might actually be more inclined to go there.
I am, you know, online right now looking for Starfish Beach beachwear.
All right. Let me know if you can find one that's not for children.
You know, when I wear it, it's definitely not for children.
Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed on the beach.
Right.
You really shouldn't.
No. I've been told that by some authorities before. But yeah, that's it, I think, for this week. I think that wraps us up. So for all you listeners out there, if you could go ahead and rate and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would be much appreciated. If you have any ideas for future topics, go ahead and tweet at us at ThatSnotPod. And this week, we'd like to give a special thanks to Leonardo DiCaprio for starring in The Beach.
Yeah, that's a cool movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.